This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 872. Learn natural, happy IELTS vocabulary with Michael from Happy English.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You will definitely be asked about things you like and enjoy on your IELTS speaking test. Listen today as a very special guest teaches you super native and natural phrases to talk about being happy. Get ready to take notes, guys. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are very fortunate today because we have a special guest, another professional English teaching podcaster who I think a lot of you guys know already, but please let's welcome Michael from Happy English. Michael, welcome.
Are you making- Hey, Jessica, thank you so much. That was my crowd sound.
This has come up a couple times on the show. Mm-hmm. I keep telling Lindsay we need to have sound effects. Like, I want to be able to press buttons and have like a crowd applauding nice. And cheering, and maybe like an air horn, like the burr, 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 like one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. like an old fashioned radio program.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So guys, you are going to learn some awesome native natural vocabulary today to talk about being happy, to talk about things you like and enjoy. Because you know what, guys? Even if test centers are still closed where you are, you can have the option of taking the IELTS indicator test. So do check that out online, guys. Ask your organization if that's acceptable. And even if it's not, guys, you know what? You're going to have to take IELTS at some point. All right? That's why we're here. So in speaking part one, you are always asked questions about if you like or enjoy something. So today's phrases, guys, are super, super useful. Do take notes. But first of all, let's talk about you, Michael.
About me? Okay.
So you have a podcast, is that right?
That's right. It's called the Happy English Podcast. And I don't talk about IELTS. I leave you guys to that because you guys are the expert. But I do talk about all sorts of things, including vocabulary and learning vocabulary. So
how long have you been doing this podcast for?
I started in 2014.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's been a while.
And so you focus on vocabulary. Now, why is that your passion? Like, why did you choose to just focus on vocab?
Well, it's not just vocab. I do like idioms, phrasal verbs, vocabulary, sometimes grammar. But when I first started to learn my second language, which was Japanese, I realized from the very, very beginning that I didn't have any vocabulary. The only vocabulary I knew was I can't even use vocabulary. The only vocabulary that I knew was what was in the textbook.
Right.
And I'll never forget the first chapter, I learned how to say, I am the lawyer from ABC Company. And I learned the Japanese word for lawyer, which is bengoshi. And I've never in over almost 30 years now, I've never used that word in a conversation.
That's so funny.
I thought, you know what, people who want to learn language, like if you want to learn English, which I seem to not be able to speak today, but if you want to learn English, like vocabulary, it's a big thing.
It's enormous.
And I think, and because the grammar patterns are easy to memorize, you can communicate with basic grammar, but you need to have a wide vocabulary of everyday kind of English too, to help you communicate with people. So
completely. Yeah, totally. I mean, that's one of our main motivations as well, is that students oh man, like it's so frustrating to have studied a language like English for so many years. And then all of a sudden you're face to face with a native speaker and you're like, I can't say anything. Like, why did I study this language for so long and it's not working? Because guys, textbooks don't work. That's not really how we communicate. And if you want a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam, okay, that's definitely not going to be enough, all right? The examiner must hear you use phrases like you're going to learn today if you want a 7 or higher. If you want to sound anywhere near natural speaking English, we have to know some idioms and some slang. You cannot talk like a robot, like a textbook, like an AI, whatever thing, because that's band 6 or lower. And nobody listening to us today wants a band 6 or lower. So let's get to some vocab. All right, Michael, if you are expressing the fact that you like something or something makes you happy, how would you say that just like naturally in day-to-day conversation?
I would say, like, for example, I really like jazz, so I would just say I'm totally into jazz.
Yeah, I use that a lot as well. My favorite adverb is super. I say that all the time. So I always say like, oh, I'm super into sci-fi. So that's another way that you could sort of twist that, guys. Also, like being a fan of something.
I think that's
very common among native speakers, but I don't hear students using that phrase a lot.
And that's, you know, sometimes people hear the word fan, they think of like sports or like a, you know, some musician or some group, but like I'm a jazz fan or I'm a pizza fan.
Totally. You can use it for anything. That's true. Yeah. I think so. Here's a good example of the difference between what you learn in a textbook and what we say in real life. Because in a textbook, you'd probably learn the word like a fan of a sport, right? But that's not, I never use it like that. Like I would never say I'm a fan of soccer, even though that's what you would like fill out on a grammar worksheet. I would be like, oh, I'm a huge fan of chocolate ice cream. I'm a huge fan of sitting on my balcony and reading a book. Like you could literally use it for anything.
And people too. I could say I'm a Jessica Beck fan.
That's awesome. Guys, if you are a Happy English fan or IELTS Energy fan, post it on Instagram, guys. Hashtag Happy English, hashtag IELTS Energy. Be like, I'm a big fan of this podcast and everyone should listen. All right. So here's something that I have heard students say a lot on the exam because I was an examiner for 14 years. So I heard students use the same words, right? Over and over again. So again, guys, that's why you need to write down today's phrases. So here's one I hear a lot from students, to be keen on something. Now, I think maybe some British English speakers might use that, but I don't even hear that in the podcasts I listen to from England or any of the shows that I watch with British actors. Do you think this is still a thing people say?
I'm not too sure. I do feel that it sounds to me to be a bit British. I'm keen on crumpets. Like it's a terrible British accent. But keen on seems like something that you would see in a 1970s Monty Python movie or some old British TV show. Now,
correct.
I'm a New Yorker. I'm across the ocean or the pond, as they say, from England. So I don't know what's going on in the UK right now, but I don't know if they still use that. But even if they do use that, I feel that if you say, I'm very keen on learning English, is the same thing as saying, I enjoy learning English.
Right.
And so I don't think it's something that's going to help you to get your IELTS to that, what do you call that? The magic 7 level?
The magic 7. Exactly. Right. You're exactly right. Guys, in order to get a 7 or higher on vocab, it has to be interesting. Okay. Interesting, not common. And keen on, for like, it won't sound natural, I think, coming from a lot of students also, but other than that, like, as I said earlier, guys, I have heard students say this over and over again on the exam. It is not interesting, okay? So just take that phrase out of your vocab notebook and don't say that. Use these other phrases instead.
Right. What you should do is you should take that phrase, keen on, and you should put it next to how do you do? and keep those in a separate place of your vocabulary notebook under the category of never speak that.
I love talking to students about words not to use. I think, this isn't covered in textbooks or English classrooms right. A lot, but this came up recently on an All Ears English episode as well. We were talking about vocab to use in like LinkedIn profiles and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And we told students like, just don't say you're passionate about something because that's like, it's cheesy and it's way overused. Okay, so check out that All Ears English episode, guys. All right, so now some more interesting high level ways to say that you enjoy something. Mm-hmm. You could use the phrases to take pleasure in or to delight in. And now, okay, this may not be very natural. Like I may not use these phrases daily, but that mm-hmm. doesn't mean they're not great for IELTS. Again, like they're interesting. Michael, would you use these phrases, do you think?
You know what? Like I would say something like, I take pleasure, like I like to cook, right? Mm-hmm. So when my family is enjoying what I've made, I could say, you know what? I really take pleasure in watching you guys eat.
Yes. That's a good point, though. Yeah, for sure. I feel like to take pleasure in, it involves the heart a little bit more, right? It's like, I can't say I take pleasure in this chocolate bar or whatever. Like, that would be weird. But I think if it involves a little bit more emotion, right? Involves the heart. Like, I take pleasure in, I delight in making my son laugh. Like, that is literally the happiest I ever am. If I make a joke and my son cracks up, and there's like this, it's a very specific kind of laugh. It's this uncontrollable giggle. And if I could cause that to happen, oh my God, I'm ecstatic. I'm on cloud nine. There's some more vocab.
So you take pleasure in watching your son laugh and you take pleasure in making him laugh.
Yes. Exactly.
Right. That
That's
makes
like
sense.
My
sure.
purpose in life. Nice. Okay. Cool. Hello, awesome listeners. Did you know that we publish 3 fresh episodes every single week just about IELTS? Guys, if you're preparing for IELTS in the next year, make sure to hit subscribe right now and never miss an IELTS Energy lesson. Guys, hit subscribe, listen up every week, and let's keep improving together. What's another sort of slangy way we could talk about enjoying something?
I'm all about the bass.
I love it.
I think that comes from a song. Which I've just heard that line. But I'm all about pizza. I could definitely say that. Like I'm all about pizza. It means I'm really, really a pizza fan. I'm really into pizza.
Yeah.
But it's a different way to say that.
It's, yeah, I mean, all of these phrases mean the same thing, right?
Right.
You really like something. But right. I use this a lot. And it again, like, the connotation is to be like, this is an enormously like enveloping, all encompassing love I have for something, right? So like, I'm all about relaxing on Sundays, meaning like nothing is going to get in the way of me having that one day a week where I don't have to do anything.
Right. That's my number one joy.
I love just taking the pressure off and being like, okay, this one day, okay, I'm not checking my email. I'm not looking at my phone at all. Yeah, we can watch 2 movies in a row. Let's do it. Like, nice. It doesn't matter. I also really like the phrase to get a kick out of something. And this is like, It sparks delight. It sparks joy and pleasure in you to get a kick out of something. How would you use that in your life?
I would say I get no thrill from champagne, but I get a kick out of you, which comes from an old Frank Sinatra song. I get a, and the same thing I could say, like, I get a kick out of watching my son laugh, or I get a kick out of watching my family eat, you know, fried chicken that I made, or I get a kick out of listening to that music.
Yes. Yeah, totally. So I like this, the imagery of this phrase, right? It is like just a spark, right? Like it's like, that's how I envision this meaning. Like it's a spark of joy, a spark of pleasure. Maybe unexpected it could be, right? In some situations, like, oh, I just got a kick out of that video you sent me the other day, right?
If it made me laugh. Right.
Totally.
Right.
All right. So these last phrases, guys, these are completely interchangeable just to describe something that you super, super love. Michael, what are the last phrases for our students today?
All right. So I go bananas for sushi.
Yes. I do go bananas for sushi. Yeah. I love bananas. Not the fruit. I do like it, but I love saying bananas just like when I'm speaking English. Guys, it's a fun word to say. It means crazy. There's a comedy podcast that I listen to a lot called How Did This Get Made? And one of the hosts on there, Jason Manzoukas, he says this a lot to describe when a plot in a movie is just like bonkers. It's just like off the rails crazy. So he's like, it's bananas. So we could also use it in this phrase, right? I go bananas for sushi, or I am nuts about, Barry. I just started watching that show, Barry. So it just means like you're crazy for something. You love it. Out of those, nuts or crazy or bananas, which one would you say like naturally?
I don't know. I'm crazy about, I'm crazy about that actress, or I'm crazy about that. I'm crazy about that new pizza restaurant in my neighborhood. Oh, restaurant. Oh, we can't go to restaurants now. depends on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this in the year 2052, you'll know that there was a pandemic in the year 2020, and that's what we're talking about. Restaurants are closed.
Yeah, it's been tricky recording ahead of time, guys, because we never know what the world will look like 2 weeks from now. But guys, we are doing our best to bring you guys the skills and the resources you need to make the best of your time. So
that's right.
Yeah. So guys, do go over to Happy English and subscribe to Michael's podcast. Where can they find you online?
Okay, so the best place to find me is My Happy English. That's all one word, myhappyenglish.com. You can find links to the podcast, and you can find tons and tons of English lessons there. And also, you can find the Happy English Learners Club, which is a membership site where you can get tons and tons of lessons, quizzes in everything, vocabulary, listening, everything to help you level up your English. So
Let me ask you a little bit about that before we finish up today, guys. So this Learners Club, you said there's listening quizzes. Now, like, are they for different levels, or like what are those quizzes about?
Okay. So there's two kinds right now. There are announcements, and then there are also conversations.
Awesome.
And so the target level is probably intermediate to advanced students.
Perfect.
And I have two kinds of questions. I have the typical, you know, comprehension questions, like where does this conversation probably take place? Mm-hmm. What will the woman do next? Things like that. And then for every listening exercise, there's also a dictation. So there's a place on the website where you can take dictation, you can write it down, and then you can check your answers to see, you'll see the script, and you can check it. So it's all completely self-study.
That's awesome.
But you have a chance to do both. You have a chance to answer questions and also take dictation, which is, I think, writing dictation, which, what does that mean? It means you listen to something and you write down what you heard. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great practice. It's not easy, but it's a great practice to improve your listening skills.
Definitely.
And also, you're writing something, right? So that's English output.
Which definitely.
You need to have that too. And yeah. It's not just my voice. There's other people talking as well. So you don't get tired of just hearing me speak.
That's awesome. That would be fantastic preparation for IELTS, guys. I mean, the more practice listening quizzes that we can take, the if we have a wide variety of ways that we are actively improving our listening comprehension, mm-hmm. the more the better, right? So yes, right. I totally agree. I think dictation is sort of this classic, you know, traditional way to study a language. But I think today, guys, it still is completely valid. And I recommend students do practice doing dictations as well to improve their listening skills. So
absolutely.
Definitely check out these resources, guys, myhappyenglish.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this show and Happy English so you never miss a lesson. Make a positive choice right now, guys. Use your time in the best mm-hmm. way possible so you can keep improving your skills, because the future is there. It is going to open up again, guys. Like, let's try and stay positive and motivated and come out of this time with skills we didn't have at the beginning. So
that's right. This is a good time. Right now is a great time to work on something and to improve skills that you want to work on. And if your goal is improving your English, and if you're looking for that 7 or higher on the IELTS, or you're just looking to be able to get a better job using English or communicate better with your friends, whatever it is, you know, this is a great time to do that. And if you're used to spending a half hour getting to the office in the morning or spending a half hour getting to school, and round trip, that's an hour, you've just earned an extra hour a day. Take that hour and study English.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. And you know, this is a longish episode for us, but there's just so many great things we're talking about today. I have found that in this like lockdown sort of situation mm-hmm. that making a schedule for yourself really helps. So I made a schedule that includes like meditation time and meals and just really trying to be a little bit strict with ourselves to make sure that we're being healthy and happy. So I do encourage you guys to make a schedule for yourself. Include our podcasts in your schedule. Yes. And there you go. All right, Michael, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
It was Jessica, super fun. Thank you so much. You had a great time.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.